The Israel Report with Roly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Roly, and how are you?
Shavua Tov, Kathy. Shavua Tov, listeners. This just in within the last hour or so, and that is that the IDF have confirmed that the Kerem Shalom crossing from Israel into Gaza will be closed to all commercial goods going in and out of the strip in response to the arson attacks coming from Gaza. And these arson attacks are the continuous sending in of balloons, kites, and condoms with incendiary devices that are setting fire to acres and acres and acres of Israeli agricultural and natural land. The army says that humanitarian aid in the form of food and medicine will still be allowed into Gaza, but will require special permission from the military liaison to the Palestinians, Major General Kamil Abu Rokon. And this is after the Prime Minister and the Defense Minister, Avigdor Lieberman, met with the Knesset today, and it was decided that as long as this phenomenon continues, these steps will continue and might become even more stringent. And the Army has also said that it would also end the temporary extension into the permitted Gaza fishing zone, which had allowed fishermen to sail up to 9 miles from the coast to take advantage of the summer fishing season. And they have now said this fishing zone will return to a range of now 6 miles.
There was discussion, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago, somewhere around there, about Israel collecting, Israel always collects the funds for the Palestinian Authority, right, for services. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Israel was going to withhold parts of those funds because of the damage that has been caused to Israeli lands by these incendiary kites. Has that happened?
Well, Israel is now still withholding funds that was meant to be for Gaza. They are withholding those funds so that they can reimburse farmers and nature reserves that have lost land and animals, etc., because of this kind of arson war.
Okay, so now I understand. Roline, let's look at some other stories. Big protest in the south on the weekend.
Yes, and this is not the protest that we thought that, or that we've been speaking about for the last couple of months. We are now marking the 4-year anniversary of Mifta Tzuk Eitan, or Operation Protective Edge, that lasted 7 weeks some 4 years ago, in which we lost 67 IDF soldiers and 6 Israeli civilians, and more than 2,000 Palestinian civilians and operatives belonging to Hamas and other Gaza-based terrorist groups. But we remember that this operation was launched after the kidnapping of 3 young Israeli teenagers, Gilad, Naftali, and Eyal, and they were murdered. And their murder actually brought to light the Hamas terror tunnels, the smuggling of weapons, and also that was coupled with a tremendous barrage of rockets that reached far into the country, as far as Modi Inn, where I live, as far as the center, Ranana, Herzliya, those kind of areas. And what has come out of that those 7 weeks is that the bodies of 2 soldiers are still being held by Hamas. Those are the bodies of Hadar Golden and Oron Shaul, whose remains have still not been returned to their family for a proper burial and for closure. This is despite the international community putting the pressure on Hamas, including the United Nations and the European Union and the Red Cross, and Israeli civilians gathered on the border with Gaza. Not only did they fly kites in blue and white to symbolize peace, but they also said that they demand the return of those bodies, you know, with respect to international law. You know, Kathy, often Israel is accused of flouting international law. This is a favored accusation amongst her detractors, but Hamas essentially are flouting international law themselves by not returning the remains of these soldiers. Now, some 400 IDF soldiers have sent back their medals that they received during Mifsa Tzuk Eitan. They've sent it back to the Prime Minister and they've said, "We are entrusting you with our medals from Operation Protective Edge until our brothers return home. Only when they return home will we be able to end the campaign." They continue to write to Prime Minister Netanyahu by saying, "We former soldiers presently serving as reservists enlisted with the knowledge that there is an unwritten agreement between the state and its soldiers that we defend the borders of the state and its citizens. While the state is concerned with bringing us home after the war, whether we are alive or not, however, there are two still missing, and only when Golden and Shaul return will we be able to finish the campaign." So this is quite an extraordinary statement and quite an extraordinary protest by IDF soldiers. And yesterday, more than about 30 IDF veterans protested outside Netanyahu's private residence in Jerusalem, marking the anniversary of Mifsa Tzuk Eitan. So they are joining the families, they are joining Israeli citizens and are saying, "Do everything you can to bring Hadar and Oron back home."
What happened to don't negotiate with terrorists?
Well, this is it. You know, it's a very, very difficult issue for...
Yeah.
It's a very, very difficult issue for Israel because it really cuts to the very heart of the Israeli psyche. You know, we don't want to negotiate with terrorists. We know that if we enter into negotiation, it will be disproportionate, that for the safe return not only of the bodies of Oron Shaul and Hadar Golden, but also for civilians, a Bedouin and Ethiopian, that they are still holding captive in Gaza, we will have to release hundreds of prisoners with blood on their hands, some of whom have murdered Israelis or organized terror attacks that have cost Israelis their lives. So it's a very, very, very difficult argument and issue here in Israel. The release of Gilad Shalit some 7 years ago was a very, very difficult one for us all. While we all wanted the safe return of Corporal Gilad Shalit, we were also concerned about the tremendous price we would have to pay ensure that he returned home safely.
And pay you have, because many of those terrorists that were released from prisons as part of the Shalit deal have gone on to become further perpetrators of terror. And that's unfortunately where we leave it with Rolene Marks. It's always such a pleasure to speak to her, even if the news isn't great. And, thank you so much, Rolene Marks.